Good evening, everyone. We're going to make a start just to our prayer meeting tonight. Does anybody got a favorite hymn you'd like to sing? 165. 165 in your hymn book. Make that our opening hymn tonight. 165 in your hymn book. 165. Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldest do. The hymn number 165 on the page 244 will stand as we sing, and let us sing it out with all of our heart. Indeed, may it be the prayer of our heart even for this meeting tonight. 165 will stand as we sing. Stand as we sing. Just unite our hearts together in prayer, please. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal, heavenly Father, we gather afresh this evening hour in thy holy and sacred presence. And Father, we come with rejoicing in our hearts that we can draw nigh to thee, our God and our Father in heaven, and cry, Abba, our Father. And Father, we thank thee tonight for the one who has made this possible for us, thine only begotten Son who died for us upon the cross. Father, we rejoice, O God, tonight in his finished work. We thank thee, Father, for the precious blood of Christ that cleanseth us from all our sins. And Father, we thank thee for that robe of spotless righteousness that has been imputed to us as the people of God, and that we are accepted in the Beloved. Father, we thank thee also for the blessed Comforter, the Holy Spirit himself, who abides within our hearts as the people of God. And Father, we thank thee that thou hast said in thy word that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Father, we pray that thou would bless our coming together here tonight. We realize, Lord, that it is the presence of the Lord that makes the feast. And from this opening hymn to the last amen, draw near, Lord, we pray. Abide with us tonight. Bless our hearts and souls around thy word and around the throne of grace and prayer. Father, may we go home tonight rejoicing afresh that we've met with thee, our God and our Savior. And even, Lord, as we've been singing, the prayer of our heart would be that thou would breathe upon us afresh from heaven by the mighty power of God, the Holy Spirit. Thou said in thy word, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And Lord, we pray for that outpouring of thy Spirit upon our hearts and souls this evening. Father, we thank thee for all who've been able to come. Bless every head bowed before thee. Remember every family represented. Bless our homes and our families. Do unite them all in the Lord, we ask of thee. And Father, for those with their homes, with their sickness and illness and, a great need, we pray that thou would meet every need, O God, out of thy riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. And Lord, where there has been loss and bereavement, we ask, give comfort, give grace, and grant a real sense of the nearness of the Lord. Father, we thank thee for the children's meeting tonight in Tresna. Bless the boys and girls who have heard thy word, O God. And Father, we pray, speak on to these young hearts and lives. Each and every one of them, Lord, be made wise unto salvation. Bless our land tonight, Lord. Remember other prayer meetings such as this and gospel missions, ministry meetings on at this time. Lord, wherever thy word is faithfully proclaimed, up and down the length and breadth of our land, how we rejoice, Lord, in the word of God going forth. And Lord, we pray that thou would own it and bless it, Lord, to the extension of thy kingdom, to the blessing and building up of thy church, to the glorifying of thy name. Abide with us now tonight. Do our hearts much good. Glorify thy name. Bless us around your word. Teach us to pray, O God, we ask of thee. And lead and guide and direct by thy Holy Spirit in every part of this meeting as it remains. For we ask all these things in the Savior's great and wonderful name. Amen. We're going to turn tonight, please, in God's word to John's Gospel, chapter number 15. John's Gospel, chapter 15. While you're looking it up, we welcome you all tonight in the Lord's name. Good to see all who have gathered. Pray God will bless you around God's word and around the throne of grace in prayer. Remember, please, the meetings over the weekend. Friday night, 6:30, the children's meeting, 8 p.m. It's the praise service. Do remember that. Pray for it, make it known, invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. The open air is Friday morning, 11 a.m. in the square in the town. Be much in prayer for that as well. And then the services on the Lord's Day, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m. morning worship, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. And God willing, we belong to bring God's word. Can I just draw your attention to the wee invitations for the gospel mission are out there on the table and porch and list below. Do take those with you as you leave. There's plenty there for everyone. And do pray that God will bless these and do give them out to friends and family and neighbors and work colleagues over the incoming weeks. John's Gospel, chapter 15, and the verse number 1. Here we have the Lord Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Amen. Ending a reading there at verse number 8. Our prayer is that God would add his own blessing to this reading of his holy word to all our hearts. A little text of scripture I want us to consider before our season of prayer. Those final words there of verse number 5 of John chapter 15. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking and says, for without me ye can do nothing. Speaking of their Savior, the hymn writer says, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. And with those words, they testify of their dependence upon the Lord. And in the words of our text, the Savior himself highlights the same vital matter of the believer depending upon the Lord. Indeed, this is the meaning of our text when he speaks here to his own disciples and he says, without me, ye can do nothing. In this chapter, yes, Christ is speaking to his disciples, and he highlights the union that he has with his people. And you see that in the beginning of verse 5 of the chapter there, where he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He speaks also of how God uses trials in the life of his people to bring forth spiritual fruit in their lives. You see that in verse number 2 there of the chapter. He says, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And he also warns of the awful consequences of no union with Christ and no dependence upon Christ. And in verse 6 of the chapter, and he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And it's against this background that he makes then these remarks about his disciples' absolute dependence upon him, the Lord. And he says in the end of verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. And by the Lord's grace and by his Spirit, his disciples, yes, were to be those who were to depend upon the Lord for everything. And just as the disciples were to depend upon the Lord, so it's vital, believer, that you and I also, as Christians, depend upon the Lord. As we think of this vital matter of the believer's dependence upon the Lord, number of things I just want to leave briefly with you this evening. Notice, first of all, here with me, that the believer must depend upon the Lord for comfort in the seasons of their affliction. You go back to the previous chapter, chapter 14. Go down to verse number 18. Look at what the Lord says there. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. At this juncture, the disciples were sad. They were downcast at the thought of the Savior leaving them. He was soon to be crucified, soon to die, then rise again and go to heaven. In verse 2 of that same chapter 14, he says to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. He was to go away from them in his immediate presence and go to heaven. And no doubt their hearts were sad and downcast. Well, here in John 14, in verse number 18, he gives them the promise that he would comfort them, and that this is something he would do by the Holy Spirit's ministry in their heart and in their life. Look at verses 16 and 17 of John chapter 14. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And brethren and sisters in Christ tonight, yes, it is by our dependence upon the Holy Spirit that you and I also can know comfort in our times of affliction, in our times of trial, in our times of loss. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 speaks of God and describes him there as the God of all comfort. And believer, I say to you tonight, when you're afflicted and tossed about, when you go through times of loss and bereavement, pray for the Lord's comfort. That is something he has promised to be to his people. He's promised to be our comfort in the season of affliction. Notice something else tonight. The believer also must depend upon the Lord for holiness of life. You look at chapter 15 there in the verse number 3. Notice what the Lord says to his disciples. He says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And my here the Lord was emphasizing to his disciples the matter of holiness of life. And as believers, their lives were to be holy. Their lives were to be separate from the evils of this ungodly world. And my, we can say, yes, this is God's will for you and I also as Christians tonight. The Bible says, because it is written, the Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And in verse 3 here, you notice there that the Lord mentions his word in connection with this matter. He says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And my, it's by the Holy Spirit applying the labor of God's word to our lives as Christians and enabling us by His Spirit and power to obey it, that we can be holy in this evil world, that our lives can be different from the ways of the ungodly around us. And how the word of God applied to our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit has a cleansing effect upon our hearts and lives as Christians. This is something Christ even prays about for us. Turn over to chapter 17 of John's Gospel and look at verse number 17 of that chapter. Notice there what Christ prays to His Heavenly Father for His people. He says, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." And dear believer, as you and I seek to live God-glorifying lives in this evil world, and it is an evil world, daily we need to pray and need to ask for the Lord's help and power to say no to sin and to say yes to God's word and the ways of God for our lives. Indeed, the Bible says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." And how day by day we can pray as Christians, "Lord, help us to live holy lives for God's honor, God's glory in our home, in the workplace, in our community, wherever we are, that we might be kept from the evil ways of this ungodly world." Notice something else tonight in connection with our text. We can say further that the believer must depend upon the Lord for power for service, for power for service. You look again at what the Lord says exactly in our text tonight in John 15, verse 5. Notice the words He says, "Without me ye can do nothing." Notice the words, "ye can do nothing." In other words, without the Lord's help, the disciples had no power for Christian service. There was no power in and through themselves for Christian service. However, by dependence upon the Lord, they were to be equipped and they were to be endued for Christian service. Turn back to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 9. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 9. And look at the opening two verses here of this chapter. Here we read of the Lord calling His disciples and how He equips them. And all whom the Lord calls, He equips. And look at Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Then He called His 12 disciples together." Notice these words, "and gave them power." The power wasn't in themselves. It wasn't in the religion of men. It was in the Lord. The Lord gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. There you see how the Lord gave them power. The power that they had in their ministry wasn't in themselves. Nothing inerrant of man. It came from the Lord. And people of God, and all our service for God, whatever it is, we can do absolutely nothing without the Lord's help, without the Lord's power. In God's work, human wisdom, human wealth, organization, intellect, all together, no matter how well intended it may be, it is of no avail without the power of God. Without God's power for Christian service, yes, we're just like a great sailing ship that may be a great ship, the finest of its class, with all its sails spread, but without the wind, that sailing ship is going nowhere, it's doing nothing. And my, without the Lord, we can do nothing, we can go nowhere for God. The Lord says here, "Without me, ye can do nothing." But the promise of His word is that He gives power for Christian service. Turn over there to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And look with me, please, there at verse number 8 of the chapter. And here's the Lord's promise, the final promise that He gives before He ascends up into glory. Acts chapter 1 and the verse number 8, He says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part off the earth. And here we have the Lord's promise of power through his Holy Spirit. And dear believer, in all our service for God, whatever it is, it's vital that we pray and we ask for the power of God, the Holy Spirit, upon that ministry. It's vital, yes, that we seek the Lord. Notice the great promise there to pray. In verse 7 there of John chapter 15, Christ says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The hymn writer says, I am trusting thee for power, thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself shall give me must prevail. Oh, may this be our prayer in all our Christian service as well. One final thought tonight, and it is this. The believer also must depend upon the Lord for the provision of all of their needs. You think of the disciples here to whom the Lord was speaking. They had many needs, many legitimate needs, personal needs, maybe family needs, whatever. But the wonderful thing of God is this, and his grace is this, that he promised to meet all their needs when they obeyed him and put him first in their lives. Turn back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. And look at the wonderful words of promise here that the Lord gives to his disciples. They were fearful about their own needs, and no doubt legitimate needs and legitimate concerns and fears. But look at the words that the Lord gives to them. Verse 30 of Matthew chapter 6. He says, wherefore doth God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven? Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Think of that promise, and all these things shall be added unto you. Like manner, child of God, yes, you and I have many needs in our life. With the changing circumstances of life, yes, these needs can vary, can change daily. But the promise here is this, if we obey the Lord, if we look to him by faith and pray, we can depend upon him for the supply of our needs. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Am I speaking to one in the meeting tonight? Some legitimate, lawful need in your life tonight at this time? And dear Christian, I encourage you tonight, bring that need to the Lord in prayer and trust him. Ask him to supply and to meet that need. Look again at the great promise that Christ gives in verse 16 of this chapter. He says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. In our text tonight, the Lord says, without me, ye can do nothing. Here we see tonight our absolute dependence upon the Lord. Therefore, dear Christian, daily, may Christ be our all in all. May God bless his word and write these few thoughts upon our hearts and upon our souls tonight as we get down to prayer. We'll just look to the Lord in prayer right through to just 9 o'clock. Encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part. Men and women, young and old alike, remember the prayer service in your prayers. Remember the services on the Lord's Day, the Sunday school, the Bible class, the children's work, children's meetings. Remember, please, the mission. Pray for that and list below for Brother Colin, Reverend Power, and myself, as we would bring God's word night by night, that God would draw the people in. Pray for the visitation. Remember our missionaries tonight at home and abroad. And please remember the sick and the elderly in your prayers. Our sister Gillian's mother, Mrs. Gillespie's in the hospital again, so remember her in your prayers. Do you remember Mrs. Cuthbertson as well, is in hospital, that she will know the Lord's touch. And pray for her brother, Mr. Tommy Robinson, as well. He's at home and really confined to his bed now all the time, but rejoicing in the Lord and looking forward to the coming of the Lord and going to see the Lord. And just pray the Lord will bless him and his wife Edith, and no doubt the family at this time, and others as well who need the Lord's touch. Just pray for them. The Lord will bless them and minister to them at this time. We'll just look to the Lord, encourage as many as possible to pray and to seek the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy word that Thou said, without Me, You can do nothing. And Lord, help us as Your people never to lose sight of this truth. But O God, help us also to remember that in every circumstance of life, Thou art indeed our all in all. And Father, we do pray for those that are ill tonight. Remember Gillian's mother. Be pleased to touch her, to strengthen her, to raise her up at this time and to meet every need. Remember Sister Mrs. Cuthbertson as well in hospital. Touch her and strengthen her at this time and raise her up. Do you remember Tommy and Mrs. Robinson? Just bless them, be near them and encourage them. And Lord, lead them and guide them in Thy ways and help them to rejoice in Thee day by day. And for others, O God, who need a touch at this time, Lord, bless them and strengthen them by the mighty hand of the Lord. Again, Lord, we pray for the services over the weekend. Remember the prayer service on Friday night. Remember especially Thy servant who would come to preach Thy word. Gather many in under the sound of Thy word. Bless the going forth of Thy word. And may it be a message that will make souls wise unto salvation. Think of the open air ministry as well on Friday morning. We thank Heavenly Father of the services here on the Lord's Day, the Sunday school, the Bible class, the morning and the evening service. We hand them over to Thee, O God. Superintend them. And Lord, we're praying for a breakthrough. We're praying, Lord, that Thou will do a new thing and that Thou will bring many in to hear the word of God. Bring sinners in, we pray, and save by Thy mighty grace and by Thy mighty power. Be with us now in this time of prayer. Draw near, Lord. Lead us out in true believing prayer by the mighty power of God, the Holy Spirit. Help us to call upon Thee, for it is no vain thing to wait upon the Lord. We ask it all in the Savior's great name. Amen.